Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1490. The topic is Q&A and the title is How Fast Should Strength Increase? This was a fun question. I'll give you a little heads up. It's a really hard question to answer, but I thought it was a really fun topic. A listener sent in kind of a little bit of a background of her story, so I want to share that. And then we're going to basically talk about, we're going to be talking specifically to powerlifting, like how fast you should increase your squat, bench, and deadlift. But if you're a strength athlete of any kind, this would all kind of be relatable to you. Whether you do, you know, strongman, Olympic lifting, CrossFit, Highland Games, probably 4,000 other things I'm not naming right now. So sorry to everybody I haven't named. But if strength is a goal of yours, this is a good topic. So the listener, she's a personal trainer in her mid-20s. She has competed in powerlifting, and she says she competes as a way to progress both her strength and her aesthetics. She likes focusing on what her body can do, not only on how it looks, but she knows as a personal trainer, especially with today's social media market, that the better she looks, the better she'll do in business. And unfortunately, that part of it's true. But it's also just human nature. You know, if I want to hire somebody to help me look good, if they look good, that helps me believe that they know how to make me look good. And that's not always the case. You know, sometimes people are just born lean and muscular, and they've never had to work hard to get there. Therefore, they don't know what you would have to do. So there's a lot of background as to like who would be the best coach. You want to find a blend of education, experience with others, and then experience with themselves. So just because they're good at it doesn't mean they know how to teach anybody else. And if they don't have any education behind it, they might not have a clue of why it worked and therefore how it would work for you. So you want to make sure that whoever you hire has, you know, a blend of that. Or if some of you follow, you know, if you listen to their content. So I hope that, since you're listening to my podcast, I hope that I fit the bill for that. So I do have a lot of education. I've a way amount of experience with others. And then I have competed in powerlifting myself. I've competed in strongman before as well. I just didn't compete more because I got into being a coach and into business and decided at an early age that I wanted to be the best. Essentially, the summary of it is that training and nutrition, being able to take care of my training and how my body looks and feels helped me so much emotionally and mentally in life that I wanted to help other people feel that way. So I was always more driven to show someone else how good they could feel. And that was something that always excited me more than competition did. So, yeah, you know, if I could be a professional bodybuilder, would I? Sure. But I wouldn't want to give up my business. I wouldn't want to give up you know, kind of the other aspects that I focused on. So competition wasn't something that was big for me. I wanted to compete enough to know it, you know, firsthand. I've helped over 100 clients compete in like various competitions and whatnots. I've helped people earn pro cards, elite totals, you know, all the things. So I do know competition well, but it was never a main driver for me. I always wanted to just show other people how they could take care of their emotional mental health. So that was the driver. Okay, getting back to this. Sorry for that. She said that she competed in the beginning of 2020 before COVID shutdowns, and then she competed at the end of 2021, so it was almost 2 years. And she's wanting to compete again, but she isn't sure if she's getting strong enough at the right rate. Like, she wonders if she's kind of wasting her time or not. So probably just, is she getting the efficient results that she should get? Probably the better way of what she was thinking. She has a coach. They squat and bench 3 times a week, deadlift once a week. She trains out of her home gym, which is actually really well equipped because that's where she trains clients. So she has really good equipment. Now, I'm going to throw some numbers out there to you, but you don't have to memorize all these. I'm going to give some context to them here in a second. But in early of 2020, her best lifts were squat of 250, bench of 135, and a deadlift of 300. Her in the end of 2021, so 20 months later, almost 2 years, Her squat went to 265, which is only a 15-pound jump. Her bench only went up 5 pounds, and her deadlift went up 15 pounds. So in 20 months, she gained 35 pounds on her total, and she said, but she also dieted and lost 15 pounds during that time. Then so 10 months later, her squat's at 275, so it went up another 10 pounds. Her bench is still at 140, so it didn't go up at all. And her deadlift is at 330, so she increased 25 pounds to her total while losing 5 pounds. So in 2.5 years of training, she's added 60 pounds to her total while losing 20 pounds. And she wondered, is that good? Well, before I tell you my answer, I'm going to put you on a hook here and tell you everything else. How fast strength should increase is so unbelievably different from person to person because of a million life factors. Now, I'm going to give you an answer in a second, you know, but I just want to go through what some of those factors are. So that way you can kind of have an idea of where you are in the kind of spectrum of how fast your strength should increase. So if you're like a true beginner, you're brand new to squat, bench, and deadlift, and your strength's going to go up quite a bit. It should. As you improve technique, you'll be able to better display your strength. If you're new to the stimulus of the training is going to push your physical strength up, and then you're just going to get a better kind of mind-muscle connection with the lifts, better confidence to get under the heavier weights, so you're not going to be so scared and kind of shaky or protective, overly protective when you go under heavier things. So when you're a beginner, your strength should jump really quick. So it should be quite a bit, quite quickly. Then as you get to intermediate to advanced, and I would, you know, maybe we'll just say roughly as beginners are like 2 years or less of experience. Intermediates, let's say you're 3 to 5 years of like lifting experience, like for powerlifting experience. Then you're going to start to slow down. You're not going to make as much progress. And then advanced lifters, it's going to be very challenging to continue to progress. So like, for example, if you have an elite total, for you to get to an international elite total, that's going to take a while. And there are many, many factors to it, and I'll talk about the other ones as well. But in general, the more training history you have, the harder and harder it is to progress your physical strength and your technical abilities. So when you first start, maybe your technique is 50%. So you can go from 50 to 80% and get a huge jump, a 30% of technique improvement jump. Then as an intermediate, maybe you can go from 80 to 95. Then as an advanced, you're creeping at 95, trying to get up to 100. So and the physical strength component would be the same as well. On a scale of 5 to 10, you know, I mean, a scale of 1 to 10, you might be at a beginner scale of 5, set of 5, you know, score of 5. And maybe by training, you jump to an 8. Then as an intermediate, you go from 8 to 9, then advanced 9 to 10. So the amount of increase that you can make to your technique diminishes over time because you get closer and closer to just being perfect. And then it's more along the lines of just trying not to screw things up and just try to hold on to it. And physical strength is the same thing as well, as you're going to get closer and closer to your like limit. So therefore, it's harder and harder to creep out even more. So training history is a factor. Also, depth of effort. If you're only paying attention to training, but you're not eating properly, then your results are going to be crap. if you train and you eat appropriate for your training, you're going to get a hell of a lot better results for a lot longer. Then if you throw in paying attention to sleep quality, paying attention to recovery methods, and you start adding in more components, the depth of your effort, you can continue to make faster and bigger jumps. But if you're only paying attention to training and you're kind of eating haphazardly, like if I were to ask you how many calories you eat a day and you don't know, how many grams of protein you eat a day and you don't know, you're not going to get great results. So you're going to be training a lot and not getting a lot for your training. Then consistency, just life events, you know. So if you miss a few days, you know, a random day here or there, you take a week, you know, for a vacation, you know, or maybe you miss a week of training 2 or 3 times in a year, no big deal. None of that stuff really matters. It all washes out. But if you're missing several weeks or frequent chunks of time, You know, so maybe you took the summer off because you traveled and you knew you weren't consistent. So maybe you putzed around, but you didn't follow a good program for 3 months. Well, then, yeah, that's going to slow things down. You're going to have to, you know, take a month to get kind of back into the frequency of it. And you might then make some progress over the next 3 to 4 months. But in the span of 8 months, you might have only had 4 that were actually productive towards your strength goals. You know, if you had a surgery somewhere in the middle in there, you had a health issue, just consistency matters a lot as well. Weight loss. So this person mentioned that they had lost weight. Now, losing 15 pounds in 20 months doesn't really impact strength much. And 5 pounds over 10 months, not really. So if you're trying to lose a pound a week, then yes, that's going to be a little more impactful. There's ways around it, and you can certainly do that. I do that with people all the time. So a pound a week, I would say, yeah, you got to put some effort, and there has to be some attention given to that. But if you're losing, you know, say 2 pounds a month, it's really not going to impact your strength much at all. But greater amounts of weight loss, you know, or extended periods of weight loss, especially if you're mismanaged where you're under eating to try to create the weight loss, you're in too great of a deficit, or you're not managing your distribution of your calories, that's going to matter and cause a bigger impact. Also, we have multiple goals. So if you do, you know, like I train a client who does powerlifting and running marathons. Well, the times that we're getting closer to the marathons, we do have to pull back on the powerlifting. That's just the way it is. So I would be insane if I tried to make her do a max effort squat the week she's about to go run a marathon. So we have to separate our time there. I have another client. We got like from the first meet ever to an elite total. And she blends in firefighting. So she does this combat firefighter challenge, and she's the world champ. Woot woot. Now, we've blended that in very well. That doesn't take too much away from the powerlifting, but it does factor into how we train for powerlifting. So there's a lot of just kind of like aspects to when you mix goals together that you do only have 100% of what you can give in total. So do you give 70% to powerlifting, 30% to the other goal? You know, what's kind of the percentage breakdown? And then body type. If you're somebody who is hefty, so you got a lot of, like, you got meat on your bones, you got muscle, but you also got some fat, you're going to tend to get stronger faster. People who have very thin builds and they have a hard time gaining weight, they're going to have a harder time getting stronger faster. Now, that's not always the case. Sometimes they have amazing leverages. Sometimes, you know, there's a lot of other components to it. Sometimes smaller people can still have extremely strong connective tissue. So I have one guy who competes at 148 and deadlifts over 600 pounds. He's freaking amazing. So it kind of depends on like person to person basis. But if you're, you know, thicker build, you have big muscles, but you also have some fat on you, you're going to probably make strength progressions faster than someone who has a very thin build. Then also, are you trying to hold your body weight while getting stronger, or are you letting your body weight go up? That's an impact. The bigger muscles you get, they can eventually be stronger muscles. Just because they're bigger doesn't mean they're stronger. But if you gain, you know, say in a year you gain 20 pounds, that's going to help you get stronger faster than somebody who tried to hold their body weight for the whole year. So that's a factor. And then, do you have a coach or not? You know, do you have somebody helping you with in technique improvement? Do you have somebody helping you with programming structure? Do you have somebody helping you with nutrition? You know, if you're self-guided, it's unlikely you're going to be able to make as fast a progress as if you had a coach. Because the coach, if they're a good coach, this is all they do. This is all they do all day. So they're going to have a longer experience of history before you, and they're going to have a lot more all-around knowledge and experience than what you'll be able to figure out on your own. Now, I do understand coaches cost money, so if you don't have the money, you can be amazing self-guided. Absolutely, there's so many resources out there nowadays. It's you can absolutely do a great job, but can you do as well as if you have a coach? Probably not. The coach This is what they do. They can look at you. They help with technique improvement, which is by far one of the biggest factors that holds people back and causes injuries. So it's helpful to have an external viewpoint, somebody that can help you with technique. But all of those factors, and that's a lot. You're talking about training history, depth of effort, whether you're doing like training only or training and nutrition, consistency, you know, life events, weight loss, multiple goals, body type, whether you're trying to let your body weight go up or not, do you have a coach or not? Like all of those factor in to how fast you should be gaining strength. But to just give three examples here. Is one client, they had about 3 years of powerlifting experience. They were in their early 30s. They were having hip pain during their squat. And they came to me and they said, hey, I really want to figure out this hip pain. I'm too young to be having hip pain. I want to progress in powerlifting, but I don't want to make myself worse. So powerlifting was more so a fun way for them to use their physique and motivate them for training. It wasn't like their passion, so they didn't want to lose their hip to it. So they, at the time, they were squatting 275. It looked like crap. But they could do it. So we brought her down to around 135 pounds to work on her technique and to really work on that hip issue. So she had a lot of like inflammation and like irritated tissues and a lot of stuff that we had to like just let calm down for a while. So we had to do a lot of small movements, a lot of light stuff. We had to actually be kind of like really nice to her body for a while before we could start to push it back up. But we were able to get back up to 275 in 4 months. So if I remember correctly, it took us almost 2 months for her just to get her hip under control where the like the pain and the issues and all that stuff was gone. And then we took 2 months to kind of push back up to 275. And then 2 months after that, we were up to 300. So in 6 months, we were able to completely eliminate her pain, improve her technique, and add 25 pounds to her squat total. Another lifter was new to like lifting experience for probably 10 plus years. But new to powerlifting, and they were in their mid-30s, and we went from their first meet to an elite total in 3 years while holding their weight. So they didn't move up in weight classes, they stayed the same, and went from first meet to elite in 3 years. Another lifter, about 5 years of experience in CrossFit, and she was in her early 50s. In 1 year, we added 30 pounds to her squat, 20 to her bench, and 40 to her deadlift, while like fixing her technique, because she was coming in like high bar squatting with knees caving in, didn't bench press ever because CrossFit doesn't bench press much. And her deadlift was more so, how can I deadlift to do this 50 times in 10 seconds versus one really heavy time for one rep. So we had to address technique. We did body recomposition. So we ate with extreme distribution differences to try to help with fat loss and building muscle and strength at the same time. She had a crazy schedule, two young kids, missed workouts here and there, and we had to address knee pain from that she had experienced, and it was from improper nutrition. It wasn't knee pain because of CrossFit. It was knee pain because she wasn't eating right, wasn't hydrating right, and then you know maybe her technique could have used a few pointers here and there. But she was able to in 1 year. That was adding 90 pounds to her total in 1 year at 50 years old. Pretty badass. So there are an enormous amount of factors. And that influence strength. And that's what makes it very hard in like a general way via podcast to say how strong you should be getting. But if you're training specifically for strength, let's say that you eat well and it's kind of like your main focus and you're not really missing significant time in training. Well, if you're a beginner, 2 years or less of experience, I would say adding 50 pounds to your total in a year is very reasonable, very reasonable. Intermediate, maybe a 3 to 5 years experience, depending on all of the factors, adding 30 to 50 pounds to your total in a year is very reasonable. If you're advanced 5+ years of lifting specific to powerlifting, adding 20 to 30 pounds to your total per year would be kind of like a reasonable goal. Now, you're going to find a million one ways in which somebody was above or below those, but I just want to give some general ideas of what you should be able to increase by. So The other kind of advice I would give is to talk to other people who strength train. Talk to other powerlifters. You know, find them on social media. You know, if you go to a powerlifting meet, make some friends. Talk to people. Maybe not during the meet because you want to focus, but maybe after the meet while you're waiting for calculations and awards. Go up to somebody and say, hey, you know, I really liked your lifting. You had great technique. You know, my name is blah, blah, blah. What's your name? And then you can talk, you know, make friends. And you can hear their stories, hear what they've been able to do. You know, given their background and whatnot, and that can give you more context of what you should be able to do. If you've never talked to a coach or a trainer, that might be a good idea. It's unfortunate that they're unfortunately likely to probably try to tell you that their service will help you more than whatever, you know, progress you've gotten. But it's at least an option to talk to a coach. If you feel your efforts aren't being matched in your results, well, if you have a coach, talk to your coach. Tell them that you're like, hey, you know, I'm kind of bummed a little bit. I thought I'd be getting a little stronger faster than this. Is this rate what I should expect? And if so, why? Or if there's something I can do to bump it up and get it going faster, what do you think that thing could be? You know, and if you're a good coach, they'll talk to you openly about that. If you're self-guided and you say, you know, I'm putting in a lot of effort, but I'm not really seeing great results, you might need to try a new program, switch things up a little bit. So maybe you tried that program, your body adapted to it, you got what you could from it, but now it's time to try something else. If you want to reach out, you're always welcome to. I'm always happy to help, like just like this listener did. I'll give you an honest answer. So for this listener, she shared her lifting videos actually with the email, so I sent back my thoughts. Basically, her technique in all three lifts had flaws, and I gave her podcasts and I gave her videos to look at to try to figure out how to fix those flaws. And she just said that her coach sends her a new program each month, but she doesn't know how personalized it is because she doesn't share much with the coach. The coach doesn't talk much with her. So she said like a common example she'll get for feedback is she'll send her squat videos in and she'll get a one sentence back that says, don't lean forward into your toes. That's what she got last month. Boof, that's trash. That's trash coaching. They should absolutely explain that to a greater detail and give you ability, like ways to not do that. You know, so instead of you telling you what not to do, they should be telling you what to do that counters that. And they should be giving you way more information in one sentence. Golly, that's awful. But she said that she's just really confused. So I suggest that she works on her technique more. So I sent her the resources and I suggested that she communicate with her coach more often. Try to send more messages. Don't worry about annoying them. That's what you're paying them for. So send more messages. See if you can get more than a one sentence response. You know, get an explanation of how the program is matched to your needs. What does the coach believe the accessory work that you do, how it's specific to your needs? You know, do you need to strengthen the quadriceps down by the knees? Do you need to have thicker, stronger glutes? Do you need more to work on more external rotation strength? You know, ask them what components your accessory work is addressing. And then also, would you be better off lifting heavier? So for example, this athlete, if one of their squat workouts, they do 8 sets of 2 at 60% of their one rep max. That's borderline useless. 60% doesn't really give you a lot of technique feedback because it's not heavy enough to push you around. 8 sets of 2 at 60%, golly, it's so submaximal and it's too light for it to actually be technique work. Now, if I squat, you know, say if it's a guy that's squatting 500 to 600 pounds, 60% is enough to kind of feel some feedback and things. You know, female that squats 400, maybe 60% is a good, you know, back off day to ease on the joints. But if you're only squatting, you know, in the 200s, 60% for 8 sets of 2, I don't even know, like I know what they think that workout's doing, but it's not doing that. So talk to your coach. Talk to your coach if you're uncertain. If you don't have a coach, buy a good program. Boris Shako's powerlifting book is amazing. Wendler's 531 is just proven over time to be pretty good for everyone. Just buy some stuff that's high quality and run it for a while. If you're getting good results, keep it. If you're still struggling, then maybe it's time to talk to somebody and have them look at your technique for at least, you know, a month. Just give you some pointers and give a good, knowledgeable set of eyes on what you're doing. So how fast should strength increase? It's really hard to say in every individual case. But if you're following a good training program, you're eating well, you should see a PR in one of your three lifts every 3 months. Now, that doesn't have to be a one rep max PR, because people don't need to be one rep max in every 3 months, especially as more advanced you get. But a volume PR. There should just be something that shows you I have gotten stronger every 3 months. So maybe you switched, you know, maybe you used to do camber bar squats to work on the legs, but to decrease thoracic stress. And you haven't done those in 6 months. And all of a sudden, when you come back to them now, boom, you're up 20, 30 pounds from where you were before for the same reps. Awesome. You know, that's the kind of thing you're looking for. Is it doesn't have to be a one rep max PR, but a volume PR of some kind every 3 months. There should be something that says, yes, I am getting stronger. I can clearly see that every 3 months. Okay. Well, I hope I gave a decent answer. I try never to just give, you know, a bullcrap answer that isn't backed up. So I know that this one is one of those ones where I don't give a ton of clarity to it because there is so many individual components. But I hope that I gave you something to take away from it, something that gives you a little more insight and makes you feel either confident to keep doing what you're doing or confident to maybe change what you're doing. Well, if you have any other follow-up questions, if you need anything, my email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Okay, well, if you like today's podcast, the podcast in general, please consider sharing it. The more people we share it with, the more people we can help. You can share it on social media. You can share it in a conversation with a friend. Just let them know the podcast exists and that we answer questions for free. So send them our way so that way we can help them. Thank you to the people who donate to support the podcast. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. And I give an hour to it every day, and I want to keep it for free. So thank you to those who donate to help keep this all going. You can donate at our website at www.brutalirongym.com. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us and our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.